How many have you forgiven today? Chapter 9, Part 2.
Have you seen Shining Armor yet?
Cadence shakes her head.
Not yet, I wanted to surprise him. Oh, well, that's good. Do you plan on inviting him for dinner tonight? Do you mind? Oh, not at all. I'm sure that he'll be thrilled to just be with you.
Cadence blushes some.
Well, I'll be thrilled to be with him too.
Then Cadence remembers something.
Oh, is your friend going to be there too? What is his name? Friend? Oh, does she mean Anon?
Now that Celestia thinks about it, Cadence didn't get a chance to meet Anon. Shining was spending time with Cadence when Anon's birthday was happening, and she set off the very next day, so she hasn't met him yet.
Anon, and I'm afraid that he won't be joining us. If I remember correctly, he is going to be at a shop to help train some ponies. Oh, that's a shame. I really wanted to meet him. How about you come to a party that he's throwing? I know he says it was just for friends, but I really want you to meet him. Are you sure it's alright? I wouldn't want to intrude.
Celestia waves it off.
Oh, don't worry. Anon may be a bit tough to deal with in the beginning, but I can assure you that he's very sweet.
Cadence struggles a bit.
You always talk so highly of him, Auntie. Well, he is very special to me and my sister. I guess I do praise him a bit more than I realize.
Cadence hugs her aunt again.
Well, it's always good to see you happy.
She pulls away and gives her a nod.
I'm gonna go surprise Shiny. But of course. Just don't surprise him too much. He's still on the job. Oh, I'll try my best to contain myself.
Celestia gives Cadence a wave as she trots out of her throne room. Once she's gone, does Celestia give a small sigh? She is a bit worried about how Anon will react to seeing Cadence there. After all, she's never told Anon about her niece before. She shakes those thoughts away. She's worrying over nothing. Anon doesn't have any bad blood with Cadence. It should be fine. Celestia looks over to the mountain of cake still in her throne room. She's barely made a dent in it.
Guard?
Yes, Princess?
Please take these cakes to my room. If any pony should need me, I'll be there.
As you wish.
Celestia feels a smile on her face. If she's going to enjoy herself, she might as well get comfortable. Anon is making his way towards Blue Blood's bedroom. He needs to find out what happened last night, and Blue may be the only pony that knows something. It's a long shot, but it's worth a try. Finding Blue Blood's room doesn't take long, as it's located a few doors from his own. Anon can think of a few memories of when Blue came to his bedroom after having a nightmare. Cuddling with a big lug would have been awkward if it wasn't for the fact that Blue Blood was genuinely scared. However, that thought is irrelevant. It's time to see if Blue is still asleep in his room. As Anon makes his approach, he notices something odd in the air. Is that the smell of cotton candy? Anon doesn't know why, but he can feel a raging clue come on. The smell of cotton candy seems to intensify the closer he gets to Blue Blood's room. There's definitely something afoot, a mystery that needs solving. Anon is before Blue's door and the smell is almost unbearable. Anon knocks on the door a few times and waits for an answer. Time passes, and no one answers. There's something wrong here, and Anon can't help but worry. There's a chance that Blue isn't in his room, but something deep down is telling him that isn't the case. He needs to make sure that everything is alright. Anon tests the handle to see if it's unlocked. It turns freely. Well, he might as well check. Blue? Anon opens the door slowly. As soon as the door opens, the scent of cotton candy is so strong that Anon covers his face. He can feel his lungs wanting to gasp for clean air, but he's not gonna stop just yet.
Anon?
A muffled voice calls from deep within the room. Anon removes his hand from his face and is stunned by what he sees. Before Anon is something that his mind cannot even register. Blue Blood's entire room is filled with cotton candy. A literal wall of cotton candy is keeping him from seeing what is within. Blue? Anon calls out.
Anon, can you hear me?
That definitely sounds like Blue Blood's voice.
What happened?
Anon shouts into the wall of candy.
Get me out of here! My cotton men are absolutely filthy!
Blue Blood is talking in his raw voice. This is serious.
Don't worry, Blue, I'll get you out of there!
Anon runs up to the wall of candy. He tries to tear into it, but it's too thick. Not only that, but he can't eat it either. It's just too much candy for one man to handle. A useless thought comes to mind.
If only Pinkie was here.
You called?
Anon jumps in shock as he looks over to see Pinkie Pie standing beside him.
Jesus, Pinkie, where the hell did you come from?
Pinkie giggles at Anon's reaction.
That's for me to know and you to find out at dinner tonight. I want you to meet some pony. Are you free this evening?
Anon takes a few seconds to calm his rapidly beating heart. He shakes his head at Pinky's antics, but it's one of the things that he's come to accept about her.
Yes, I am free, but I'll only go to dinner with you if you help me save Blue Blood.
Pinky's smile grows disturbingly large.
Great! Leave the rest to me, Nani.
Anon can't help but notice that nickname. There's no time for him to question that while Blue Blood is stuck behind this wall of candy.
Yeah, can you hurry?
She gives him a nod and jumps face first into the candy wall. Anon watches in shock as Pinky takes huge chunks out of the wall. Each bite was seemingly bigger than the last. It's almost like Anon is watching a car crash in slow motion. It's disturbing, but he can't look away. It happens so fast that he can't even register the pace that Pinky's eating the wall. It seems that only seconds pass as the wall quickly disappears. Before he knows it, Anon is looking at an empty room, a very fat-looking Pinky, and a slobber-covered Blue Blood that is shaking in place.
Oh, God, poor Blue Blood. I saved you?
Anon says, unsure if Blue Blood will be scarred for the rest of his life.
I think I want to take a bath now.
Anon nods.
Yeah, we'll talk later about yesterday.
Blue Blood shakily gets up and walks to his bathroom. Anon looks down at Pinky. She's still really fat looking, and for some reason it looks cute. Anon has never seen a fat pony before, or well, he could probably count Mrs. Cake, but she's more chubby than fat. Anywho, Anon walks over to Pinky and picks her up under his armpits.
What do you have to say for yourself?
Anon asks.
Sorry.
Anon brings Fat Pinky into a hug.
It's alright, but I think you should apologize to Blue Blood.
I'll do it later when he's not busy.
Anon sets Pinky back down.
So, why are you here, Pinky?
Well, I just couldn't wait after I got your message, so I decided to come early.
Alright, but what was that stuff about meeting someone?
Oh, it's just as it sounds, Nani. I want you to meet a very special pony I know, and she's excited to meet you too.
Do I know this pony?
Pinky shakes her head.
Nope. I'm also not going to tell you about her until later tonight. I have a reservation to make.
Reservation?
Oh, of course, silly. I want us to go out for dinner.
Alright. I don't know why we can't just have dinner here.
My friend is already excited. I'll leave meeting the princesses for later.
That makes sense. So are you doing anything right now?
Oh, don't you listen, Nani. I'm going to make a reservation. I'll see you later tonight.
Okay, I guess I'll see you then.
Yep.
Before Anon can say anything, Pinky tosses down a smoke bomb. When the smoke clears, Anon is left alone in Blue Blood's room. Well, that just happened. Anon wants to find out what happened last night, but he thinks that giving Blue Blood some time alone might be the best choice for now. Anon walks out of his room in search of what to do next. A sobering thought comes to him as he freezes in place. He still needs to talk to Luna. He was so wrapped up in this mystery that he almost forgot about what happened in their dreams. Anon doesn't blame Luna for what happened, he's just curious as to why Nightmare Moon is in her head. Nightmare Moon. Anon can still faintly taste her. As his mind recollects on what happened, he finds that he's less disgusted by the entire ordeal. Sure, it wasn't what he expected by any means, considering the stories that he's heard. In fact, she was rather gentle, if a bit forceful. But something she said bothers him as well.
You should know that stories change depending on who's telling them.
He knows for a fact that what she did to Luna was horrible. But is that really the whole story? Not only that, but there's been something nagging at the back of his mind for a while now. Nightmare's dream. Anon remembers vividly what he felt when he placed his hand on her door, how lonely and sad she felt. That wasn't Luna's feelings. So was there more to this than meets the eye? Anon can feel his curiosity getting the better of him. Would it be a bad idea to see her again? Anon can feel his heart rapidly racing at that thought. This may be his only chance to speak to Nightmare alone. Luna's awake, so Anon will probably go unnoticed in her head. Yet that also means that he'll be on his own. If push comes to shove and shove turns to rape, well, he's not sure if he has the power to stop Nightmare Moon. After all, she's a part of Luna, so she's probably really good at controlling dreams. Even after considering all of that, he still can't shake this feeling inside of him. Maybe he was too quick to judge her. It'll be a risk, but Anon can't deny the excitement of a mystery on his hands. He just hopes it doesn't cost him dearly. Well, let's hope that one specific thing doesn't happen and things go pretty well. But then again, who knows? Anywho, let's get on to our sparkling donators. Top donators are 630, J10Man, Darkside, Only One Thing, and Sarur Ryan. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, Stu Hex, or Brother and Mordred, Omicron Lyrae, Will, Chris, Twinkie, Hudzaza, Riot Soul, Iron Sky, Badass Waffle, Shadow Moon, and many more dreamy people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.